Okay.
See, here's this side yard, and you came around.
Next case, please. I'm sorry.
Our next case is case number 11,998, Guy and Christine Marcosi, seeking variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-34, 115-181, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the south corner of the intersection of Anna B. Street and Fisher Street. The 911 address is 38262 Anna B. Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 55.01.
Excuse me.
Specifically, the applicants are seeking a 12.2-foot variance from the corner front, 1.2 and 3.6 feet from the side yard, and 1 foot from the rear. We received 0 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 0 mail returns. The letter of opposition was sent in by Barry and Bernadine Bauer of William F. Street. And they write that they received the letter concerning case number 11,998, and that they've spoken with planning and zoning, and they'd like to reply, and that they oppose the variance for the addition of the deck facing Fisher Street, which would be less than 3 feet from the property line in violation of the setback requirement of 10 feet.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Guy Marcosi, and I live at 38262 Anna B. Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Christine Marcosi.
Can you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I do have a couple of exhibits.
Pin them down if you would, please, sir.
The poster you will need to keep if you're going to use it as well. Okay.
Good evening. My name is Guy Marcosi. As I stated, 38262 Anna B. Street, Rehoboth Beach. And first off, I'll just say thanks to you and to Neil for sticking around. I was afraid you were going to call it there a little bit early, but appreciate you staying in there with us, and I really appreciate your public service and the patience and courtesy you've shown with everybody tonight. I don't do this often, so I know there's a legal standard that you have to meet, and I'm just going to kind of read through this. I hate to bore you with that, but I want to make sure I hit the points, and you could stop me at any time, and I'll answer questions if that's easier.
Okay.
I guess I just want to correct one thing. I think with my submission, I did include an email from Jason Giles in support of the project. And what I also did submit is a couple of pictures to show the awkwardness of the steps and a petition from 16 of my neighbors in support of the property. I committed to donate this beautiful piece of artwork to the citizens of Sussex County, and you can keep it and frame it wherever it would go. But this demonstrates, and I'll refer to it, the locations of the neighbors that signed the petition, and I'll show you where the Bowers live as well in comparison. So to start off, we just purchased the property at the end of April. We're very excited about this property. It's our dream house. I used to live in the neighborhood with my parents, but they sold it, and then we were in the wilderness, and we were able to return just this end of April. It was one of those things where we had to make a decision quickly. The property came on the market, and we settled, or we didn't settle, but we signed a contract just a few days after it was listed. The property is beautiful. It's small, 5,000 square foot corner lot. The house fills the entirety of the setbacks. So it's a corner lot, so it has an extra wide setback along Fisher Street, and has a normal 30 foot setback along Anna B. Street, and then 10 foot setbacks on the other two sides. There are very steep steps that come out of the house, and they're just kind of, they feel awkward when you come out, and that was the supplemental pictures that I'm sending around. There's no egress to the house on the rear of the side yard, adjoining the two neighbors. because it's a corner lot, the front and the street side have wider setbacks. Fortunately, in addition to the setback along Fisher Street, there's a 15 or a 17-foot wide, mostly lawn-covered right-of-way. So that we're actually, feels like we're set back much further than the 15-foot. And then there's a really nice stand of mature pine trees that pretty much go along the property line, and I think they were as part of the original submission. The property line adjoining the two adjacent neighbors is marked with a 6-foot-high stockade fence, so that where my two neighbors are, we have a big fence that goes pretty much to the property lines. And that's pretty much it. So that's the uniqueness of the property piece. Cannot otherwise be developed. We just purchased the property, as I said. The house is beautiful in its entirety, but there's literally no place to expand on our property without a variance. There was an existing shower, air conditioning units, and a shed that came with the property, and they were they're non-conforming because they're in the setback. But they're very useful amenities, and we'd certainly like to keep those as they're consistent with all the houses around. And, you know, everybody would like air conditioning and an outside shower at the beach and shed to put your bikes in and things like that.
Actually, they're allowed to encroach.
Okay, well, then maybe I don't need the setback, but Janelle told me that I did. So I figured we'll get it all in if we're good. But there's also, I don't have any access out of the house to the two sides where the neighbors are. So there's no place to expand and put a deck on, and there's no place because of the setbacks anyhow. But we very much would like to have a deck at our house where we can put our barbecue grill and things of that nature. The other thing that warrants it is the steps are very steep. There's no landing at the top. And I've invited my parents to come down. They're older. And my mom came down. She's not coming back because she just feels like she's going to fall, and it's difficult for her to get in and out of the house and sit in the sun and things like that. And part of the reason that our neighbors support us, we've invited them over. We've shown them the steps, and everybody can sense that they're just not safe. And if you look at the side of our house in the pictures, the house screams out for something there. There's, you know, two sliding doors that open up to these awkward steps. Not created by the applicant. As I said, we recently purchased the house. We didn't do any of these things. They were all there. We haven't done the deck yet. We would like to get approval to do a deck on the side, and again, all of our adjoining neighbors are supportive of our plans. And I mentioned that, I think I covered those points. I'm trying to go quick because I know it's late. Mm-hmm. So we'll not alter the character of the neighborhood. All of the adjacent houses have central air conditioning. Almost all of them have outside compressor units and outside showers and storage shed for bikes and things like that. Open decks are consistent with many of the houses in the neighborhood as well. If you look at our neighborhood in general, it's a little bit of a non-conforming neighborhood to begin with. My neighbor on the one side is their house is just 6 feet from the property line, and a lot of the houses you can see sheds and things like that. I know that two of the very nearby properties have recently come in for variances. So here's kind of a map. Route 1 would be down here. Our house is this blue rectangle here. This house here received a variance last year, and this house here received a setback variance in, I think, March of this year. So, you know, we're all trying to struggle to fit what we're trying to do within the setbacks that are there. As I mentioned, all of the green houses have signed the petition that I filed. And some of these with the dash lines, they're people I talked to, but I couldn't find this weekend to sign the petition. And we tried to knock on all the doors that, you know, are listed here, but, you know, we've only been here for a couple months and we haven't been able to connect with some of those people. The Bowers that filed the dissenting opinion live here, but, you know, they're much further away than all these other folks. The deck would be on this side, so these are the neighbors that would be across the street from it, and as well as these folks. And I do have I'm sorry, Tina, I'm knocking my wife over.
I was waiting for that. I was saying, oh, poor.
She's short, and I don't always see her.
She'd get going back and back.
And I do have my neighbor, Neil Dolan, who's affectionately known as the mayor of our neighborhood because he has a number of properties there, and both of his daughters live in the neighborhood. And I'm going to ask him, or he'll come up when you ask for support. So I think I've covered all my points. If I missed any, let me know. I'm trying to not just read verbatim at you because I know it's late, but I want to make sure I touched on all the points.
Right, well, we'll check and see. We'll start, excuse me, start with you again, Mr. Mills, if you have any questions.
No questions.
Okay, Ms. McGee.
Just, I think it's a safety hazard with those steps. I think that's a real concern, but would you be, do you have to have a deck out that far, or would you be in agreement to make it smaller?
Well, you know, obviously we talk about it. We want to do something there. I originally was thinking about a 14-foot deck, which would go out to the limit of my neighbor's stockade fence, which you can see behind. And then I was reading through the application, and I thought, well, I don't need to go out that far. If you can see there's like a walkway there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is have the steps that would now come off the deck go and match that walkway. And that's 6 feet off. So I was thinking that it would be good to have 6 more feet beyond that so you could put like a lounge chair in there. And, you know, we are shielded from, we have that tree line, and then we have 17 foot of grass. So we're still 20 feet off of the road. And, you know, we're obstructed by, along the road, the sight line is already blocked by the tall stockade fence. And then from the front, it's shielded by the mature trees and stuff such are there. So I think it would be a lot more functional. And I don't think there's any negative visual impact for, you know, making it, say, 10 feet instead of 12 feet.
Right.
I think it wouldn't be noticeable. And I the one picture has, I think it was in my original submission. I put some chairs out there, and I showed people where it would go so they could get a feel for what we were trying to do.
Right.
And, you know, the neighbors have been pretty supportive.
So you feel like what you're requesting is reasonable as far as usable deck space?
That's my purpose, yes.
Okay. I wouldn't want go in and out of those steps.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, they are pretty.
If your mom hadn't sold her house, she wouldn't have that issue.
You know, I tried to tell her that. She caused all these problems, but doggone parents, you know, they do. They have their own free will.
All right, Mr. Rickards. No questions. Mr. Workman.
I'll see where you're coming at right with the fencing. So, I mean, that's, you're lining everything up, so I think that's a good idea.
And looks,
no questions.
I don't either. It looks good, and that, you know, those steps are a little dangerous, as said. So.
For the first time, you did a good job.
Very good job, sir.
Kept my attention, I'll tell you that.
Thank you. You covered it very well. Okay.
At one point of clarity, the shed to the southeast corner, if I'm reading the survey correct, it looks like it's going to be relocated to the side of the dwelling.
Yeah, right? I forgot to mention that. So there's a shed. It was already in the corner. And not only was it in the corner fully encroaching on the setback, it was actually on my neighbor's yard. So we tugged it back. So it's now on my yard. But it's a 10-foot encroachment on two sides. What we're proposing, and some clever person that works at the county suggested this, if we tuck that in against the house, then we don't have two full setback violations. We only have one, a partial one. So that's what we're proposing.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was reading the survey right.
So you relocate existing shed to reduce side yard setback impacts.
All right. That's good.
Young lady, would you agree with everything he said?
Yeah.
Good.
She maybe promised
I heard
she
a word. I wanted to hear a word. Something out of you.
When you hear a voice. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Sir, would you like to come up and speak in favor? Yes, sir. If you would, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Neil Dolan, 3839 West Street.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
The whole truth.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Yes. I have two daughters that live on Annie B Street, and we own 7 properties there, 38216, 38236, 38237, 38251, 38253, vacant lot 17 and 19. And I'm familiar with everybody on the street, and they're pretty much in favor of the deck and whatever else we need to do. The steps are very steep. They really are very. I watched the construction of that, and nobody could figure that out, the way that that thing is set up. For the most part, most of the steps go up to do nothing. Some of them meet the sliding doors, but they're very steep.
How long ago was it built?
That was built about 3 years ago.
Really? So I'm surprised it even met the code requirement.
It doesn't. I don't understand it.
It doesn't meet it. You've got to have railings.
Yeah, but I mean, code has a certain height for risers and
it has to be.
Yes.
That, yeah. Depth for trends.
But where the steps meet the door of the slider, there's no platform. It's just step.
How about steep step?
Wow. So anyway. Any questions?
No, sir. I appreciate that. Yes.
Happy days.
You too. Thank you, sir.
For the record, that I owe Neil a dinner for sticking around here tonight and coming forward.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, personally, I think that someone made a boo-boo on the code requirements to allow steps like that to begin with.
Yeah.
And obviously wasn't created by the applicant, so I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Excuse me.
And I think it, you know, because it's been built and all can't be developed in strict conformity and should be in the conformity of the building code itself. I think we've heard enough testimonies suggesting it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I think they're asking for a minimum to afford relief for a usable deck. And I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,998.
Do I have a second that motion?
I second that.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee, excuse me, that we approve case number 11,998. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warren, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills.
Aye, for my reasons.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,998 is approved.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You're certainly welcome.
Have a good night.
Okay, that's all the business that we have. Is there anything from the secretary you need to know?
Nope, nothing. Nothing. See me.
Okay. That was a very nice couple.
Motion to adjourn.
I'm impressed.
Have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned, subject to call. Thank you.